On ABC Radio Canberra, you're listening to Adam Shirley and Dan Borsha.
As we've been hearing this morning on ABC Radio Canberra, questions have been emerging about the ballot paper listing for an independent candidate standing for one of the ACT Senate seats at last weekend's federal election. Independent candidate Anthony Pesic raised his concerns earlier this morning with Dan Borsha.
One of the complications we had was the AC wouldn't allow us to put a name next to the box above the line.
Above the line, because you were dubbed as Group C, I think.
Just Group C, and it caused what further complicated that matter were there were seven columns, and under the relatively recent changes to the Senate ballot, it compels voters to number 1 to 6. So with seven columns and there being one of them with no title on it, end up being that a lot of voters just didn't put a number in there at all. And we found out that some polling stations, the AEC staff were incorrectly advising people how to go about voting. So they're
Just on that, what have you been told?
Well, there was just confusion.
When you say that there was incorrect advice on how to vote, what specifically was said?
Well, the AC is currently investigating that, so we're looking forward to hearing back from them about that matter.
What's the allegation that you've made to them?
That AEC staff at some polling booths were giving voters incorrect information, and in some instances, telling people that they couldn't put a number in that box at all. So what we're waiting for now is just to see the below-the-line results where all things were equal, and for voters that did choose to go below the line, we feel that perhaps that might be more representative of the vote that I would have achieved.
You're listening there to independent candidate Anthony Pesic speaking to Dan Borsha a little bit earlier this morning. Joining us in the ABC Radio Canberra studio is Evan Eichen-Smith, the Assistant Director of Media at the Australian Electoral Commission. He joins us here in the studio. Thanks for your time, Evan. Tell us about the investigation that's underway. What are you looking at?
Yeah, so we did get some information from Mr. Pesic early on election day morning, which was suggesting that some of our polling officials in Canberra were providing potentially incorrect advice. That was the first time that we'd had that referral. So there had been a 3-week-long pre-polling period where I think we'd taken somewhere in the order of 100,000 votes, and we hadn't had any concerns raised with us up until that point. As soon as we did get concerns raised with us, what we endeavoured to do is get information out to our polling officials across about 100 polling places that we had in Canberra on election day and make sure that they were providing the correct advice.
What is your understanding of what went wrong?
We have instructions on the ballot paper which clearly provide, as Mr. Pesic has alluded to, that you need to vote at least 1 to 6 above the line or at least 1 to 12 below the line. So those are the instructions that our polling officials are given, and whenever we get matters raised with us, we seek to make sure our polling officials are saying the right thing, which is what we've done.
Have you got any evidence of specific advice being given on voting day?
Other than the referral from Mr. Pesic, I'm not aware of any, no. And look, we're preparing a response to Mr. Pesic about this matter. But ultimately, what we understand is our polling officials, and as I said, through the 3-week-long pre-polling period, we're providing the correct advice, and we're making sure that we look into it and provide Mr. Pesic with a response.
So is that investigation still ongoing, or have you concluded that now?
So if you actually think about how federal elections run, you know, we've got polling officials at venues across Canberra. We have votes that we're counting, well, still at the moment, a lot we counted on election night, but we're continuing to go through that process. Clearly, we've got a secret ballot, so those ballots aren't going to tell us much. If somebody did number that box above the line or didn't number that box above the line, we can't tell, you know, why the voter has marked their intentions that way. So we'll look into the matter as best as we can, as we look into all matters, and we'll respond to Mr. Pesic.
So what you can tell, though, is based on booth by booth, and would it be fair if from one particular booth there were ballots that were voted above the line and the one box that wasn't marked was the box C, would it be fair to assume that perhaps there was advice given there from someone that you don't need to vote in that square, which is part of the allegation that Mr. Pesic's made?
I don't necessarily think so. As I was saying before, you can't tell what a voter's intention is other than what they've marked on the ballot paper. So unless we have details of that individual transaction for that individual ballot paper, which we're never going to have, mind you, because we do have what is a great element of Australia's democracy in the secret ballot, you're never going to know whether that intention was marked because of advice coming from an AEC polling official, advice coming from candidates outside of a polling place, advice when people are talking to their family members about what they're voting for. So, look, we are going to prepare a response to Mr. Pesic, and we've heard his concerns, and we're looking into the matter the best that we can. But otherwise, the county's continuing, and we expect declarations for House of Representatives seats to occur probably sometime next week for the ACT, and we'll continue the Senate count as fast as we can.
And just to jump back, I'm a bit unclear of whether your investigation is still ongoing, though.
Yeah, well, we haven't responded to Mr. Pesic yet. So, as I said, yes, we're looking into the matter.
So it's still ongoing?
Yeah, we're getting a response to Mr. Pesic as soon as we can.
And when do you expect that to happen? Because I suspect that this could throw up other challenges for him, that he may want to challenge these results.
Look, as I said, the count's continuing in the ACT, both the Senate and the House of Representatives, and that will continue until we declare formal results. Any contest can be challenged by a candidate, but they have to have grounds to challenge that result.
So is that what will happen then if you prove there were issues with the advice given to voters at polling booths? A rerun could be required?
I would imagine it would be very hard to prove. In fact, what advice has been provided by a number of polling officials across the territory. And look, I'll go back to the fact that we did have a three-week pre-polling period, and it wasn't raised with us once. We also had election day that ran, obviously, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You got about 300,000 Canberrans voting in total. As far as I'm aware, this report from Mr. Pesic is the only one that I've heard of. So we're looking into that.
On the text line 0467 922 666, plenty of people listening in have things to say. Mike in Hawker says, voting for independent Pesic, I thought it very unfair of him to have a blank box above the line. It would have confused and put off a lot of voters who wanted to vote above the line. Very bizarre voting paper, writes Mike.
Yeah, look, I'm glad you raised that. Our ballot paper is as the legislation provides for. So we must adhere to that legislation, which essentially says in electoral laws that parties or groups can have their name above the line. Registered political parties can have their names above the line. But if you're forming a group, you can have a box above the line, people can vote for you, but you do not have a name above that line. So we must adhere with electoral laws there, and we did, and our ballot papers were as per what was required.
Yeah, Evan Eakin-Smith, thank you for your time this morning. We do appreciate it.
No problems at all.
From there, the Assistant Director of Media at the Australian Electoral Commission, and Anthony Pesic has called in on 1300 681 666 to respond. Good morning again. What do you have to say?
Good morning. Yes, about this issue with the confiscation of the blank box. So just to be clear, we weren't contesting the fact that the box was blank. It is an unusual rule, but we were clear on that. We would have liked to have been able to put a name there, but we weren't allowed to. And that's something that I'll be looking to request that the AEC change ahead of the next federal election, whether I choose to run or not, to make it fair for non-party candidates in the future. And I think that's quite important that that gets changed, because it is a very confusing issue for voters. But more importantly, I think it is pretty clear. It will be very clear to determine the damage that was done by this by going and looking at the results below the line, whatever they may be. We haven't seen those results yet, and there's counting still happening. But I think it will be easy to determine, as you mentioned, Dan, based on polling booths, where we have had reports that there was incorrect information given by AEC staff. And that's been commented on by people on the Riot Act article, which came out the evening of the election, where there was an overwhelming amount of comments confirming that voters were confused by information that they were given by AEC staff. So it shouldn't be too hard statistically to determine which booths that happened at and what the effect was by looking at the numbers.
All right. Well, look, thank you for calling in. Do appreciate your time again this morning. Anthony Pesic there, AD, with, clearly some more concerns, as we heard from the Electoral Commission, that investigation, or that they're looking into it still. There hasn't been a response to Anthony Pesic yet, but we suspect that there will be some more discussion to have on this.
On ABC Radio Canberra, you're with Adrian Francis.
Well, on breakfast earlier this morning, we heard ACT independent candidate for the Senate, Anthony Pesic, has asked the Australian Electoral Commission to investigate allegations that AEC staff told voters on Saturday that they didn't need to vote for his column. Along with another candidate, he was listed above the line as just column C rather than independent or any other name. Mr. Pesic has been told that AEC staff told voters that they didn't need to put a number in that square. Now, the Electoral Commission says it is investigating. That's what we heard in the last half hour on ABC Radio Canberra. But the AEC points out it would be very difficult to prove. But ABC Canberra listener Victoria has called in on 1300 681 666 to tell us what happened to her. Good morning to you, Victoria. What were you told on voting day?
When I went in and was given the voting slips, when I was given the Senate one, the woman said to me, vote between, you know, 1 to 6 above the line. She said, you can ignore that column because it's blank. And when she said it to me, I was a little bit surprised because I thought, that doesn't sound right. And then when I looked at it closely to actually vote, I realised that she was wrong, but I didn't understand why it was blank. But I was voting along a particular party line, so it wouldn't have affected my vote. But, yeah, it did concern me because I thought, that's just incorrect.
And is this also something that occurred to some of your friends or family members? Is it something you spoke about in your network?
No, it was a crazy day for me and I was running around crazy, so I didn't really talk to anyone else about it. And I completely forgot until I heard your section this morning. And I thought, yeah, it really concerns me. I mean, I wouldn't have put him first, but, yeah, I think it was very unfair.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that Electoral Commission investigation that they've told us about this morning on ABC Radio Canberra. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Victoria calling in on the 1300 number, 1300 681 666. If that's happened to you and you'd like to share your experience,